That was Teddy. A bit like our special guest now from Topsod Lifestyle, Eamon Holmes. Eamon Darling, Eamon Holmes. Jeez, you see, Sherlock Holmes. And we haven't even started on the wine of the week yet, but it's just here in front of me, and it's already having an effect. Eamon Darling also looks like he could be connected. He's a made man, but he's actually a darling, and you'll get to meet him if you come to the first Thursday tonight at the studio's precinct, because you'll be there, I believe.
That's correct, Dave. I'll be there from 6. Valencia will be there before me. She'll be there at 5 to help with the setup.
Okay.
And some really great wines going on there tonight as well, Dave. You've got who have we got there? We've got Tolima Wine Farm is going to be present. And we've got Gutapost. And interesting enough, there's a brand new exclusive Chardonnay that's going to be tasted there tonight. So anybody that loves Chardonnay, or not necessarily loves Chardonnay, they might like Sauvignon Blanc or Chenin Blanc. It's nice in between. But a really delicious Chardonnay from Gutapost has just been launched, and it's called The Pinch of Salt.
Okay, so take it with a pinch of salt and be there this evening from 6 o'clock and experience something special. Always a really good opportunity to get to know what's available at Topsod Lifestyle, particularly with your sommeliers present. But right now we're going to be giving you a very, very, very deep dive into the wine of the week from Topsod Lifestyle, which today is the Hartenberg, or Hartenberg, depending on how you say it, Chardonnay.
2021
vintage. I have to check with Eamon, because occasionally I read off my list and he goes, this, if it was television, you'd see what's going on, but it's radio, so it's like frantic. No. So anyway, we've got it right today. It's the Hartenberg Chardonnay 2021. What can you tell us about it?
Dave, this is a brilliant Chardonnay. I was at the farm there just over 3 weeks ago, and absolutely stunning farm set in the Buttery Hills in Stellenbosch. And they've got particular vines that are set to make this particular Chardonnay. And Carl Schultz, who's the winemaker, cellar master there for very, very long time. I know Carl personally, but he unfortunately wasn't there when I went there. But this Chardonnay has spent quite a bit of time in new oak, but it's absolutely delicious. Even though we haven't tasted it yet, I can tell you this. I tasted it when I was at the farm, and that's absolutely wonderful.
Well, can I just read to you, dear listener, what you would be tasting if you were here with us today? And this is according to the notes that we've received from the vineyard. Firstly, you look at the glass, and you will detect instantly straw-colored with lime green tinges, fresh and fragrant on the nose, with aromas of lanolin, chalk, and flinty minerality, layered with bright citrus notes of lemon and lime. On the palate, it delivers a rich and complex flavor profile with flavors of quince and zesty lemon and lime acidity. The creamy and chalky texture is beautifully balanced and displaying an arresting freshness, a smooth and luxurious mouthfeel with a lingering finish. Now, you would notice in that description that there was quite a lot that didn't sound like it would taste very good. I mean, lanolin, for example, is a kind of, it's a chemical that keeps sheep's wool from getting wet. Yeah? I mean, it doesn't actually, I don't think, taste delicious. I don't know. I've never tried it. But it's used in hand creams and things like that. It gives you a chalky texture, it has flinty minerality along with the chalk. So you could expect this thing to be really testing on the palate. However, I think if you're a vintner or a lover of wine, it all makes sense.
It does, Dave. All those flavors and those characteristics combined come together in the wine, in the nose, and on your palate. They're all there. It's got that nice layers of fruit, those textures, all from the tip to the center, right to the back of your palate, and they'll all come forward right to the front as well, up to the front of your gums, in front of your teeth, and that's where you'll get that little bit of flintiness and that soil texture coming through in it.
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm apprehensive, because having read those tasting notes and not knowing terribly much about wine, other than does it taste to me good or not. And I have to be honest, because all one has is one's reputation, you know. So I'm apprehensive, Eamon, but I know that you're you're an absolute expert when it comes to matters of viticultural. So let's take a deep dive into the, let's pop it. It's a cork, I believe, today.
As well, yep.
That's even more attractive. And while we do that, I'm going to give you a little bit of music to set the scene. We'll be back with an honest opinion from moi. Here's hoping. Beautiful day, you too. That was appropriate, if ever there was a track that was appropriate for what we're talking about today. Hartenberg Chardonnay 2021, and I was skeptical, healthily skeptical, based on the tasting notes that this was going to be a bit of a flop. I'm so happy to be wrong. It couldn't be nicer to read these tasting notes and then to take an academic swig, and whether it's auto-suggestion or psychosomatic or whatever it is, suddenly it all makes total sense. Fresh and fragrant on the nose, aromas of lanolin, chalk, and flinty minerality. You'd think this would be awful. Mm-mm. Layered with bright citrus notes of lemon and lime, On the palate, it delivers a rich, complex flavor profile with flavors of quince and zesty lemon and lime acidity. It's all there. And then it has this creamy and chalky texture, which again might sound odd, but it's beautifully balanced and displays this arresting freshness that I think you will adore. Smooth and luxurious mouthfeel with a lingering finish, and it's all there.
It's all in there, Dave. Yes, it's very well textured, very well put together, I would say, as a Chardonnay. And Carl does a brilliant job of that, not just with that Chardonnay, but also with some of the other, a lot of the other wines that he puts his hands on and puts his mind to. Some brilliant wines he makes.
Well, we'll get into the technical production in just a sec, but if you're a foodie and you want to know what to pair with this exquisite Chardonnay, apparently they would recommend cream-based foods, smoked chicken or duck, seared tuna with olive oil, lime juice, and a little crack of black pepper. And there it is. That's perfect.
Absolutely delicious.
So you were saying that these grapes are all hand-picked and stored in a particular
from particular vines from particular blocks that he has, Dave, early in the morning. And then it's all taken to the cellar where it's all done in the daytime. Totally different with what some of the guys will do. But Carl just does it differently. He just adds that personal touch to everything that he does.
And you've been there?
I've been at the farm. I was there three weeks ago, Dave, and such a wonderful farm to visit, for anybody to go and visit. I had the privilege to go visit the private cellars at the farm underneath, to where the wine is stored, barrels, you name it, everything is there. But I wasn't allowed to we're not allowed to take any photographs, but between you and me, I had the missus with me, so while I distracted Johan, who was our guide and letting us taste the wines at the farm, I asked my wife just to take the odd discreet photograph for me.
Oh, pretend she was taking a picture of you and just pan left. And there
right,
it is.
Yes.
And
there's some brilliant wines that they have there. So the farmer managed to give me some older vintages, not in Chardonnay, but in reds going back to 2005, which are the Gravel Hill, some of the Eleanor's, which is their premium Chardonnay. And they're absolutely stunning. I did get to taste 2005 Stork while I was there. That's their Shiraz. And it was absolutely stunning.
Now, getting back to this particular Hartenbach Chardonnay 2021. It's available at Tops
Right now. We have it there. It's on a feature story as you walk in through the store. And the price, you can't go wrong, at £179, £180 a bottle.
And you'll be able to taste it this weekend, I trust?
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We're going back to 12 to 2 on both days, Dave, because we did go early last week, Saturday.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of customers were saying it's too early.
Yeah, it is a little early for the first sip of the day. So, yeah, 12 to 2, good idea. And while you're there, you'll be able to enter the brand new competition, because the earlier competition that we've been running for a couple of weeks, a couple of months now, has come to a conclusion.
That's correct.
Should we draw the winner, by the way?
Yes, we can do. We've got all the entries here. So, I don't know who wants to be the lucky person to put the hand in the box there.
Why don't we do this thing democratically and by the book? It's all been shaken and stirred, and there it goes. The box is being, at the moment, presented to me. I'm looking away. My hand is deep in the box now. Lots of pieces of paper, one of which emerges in my grubby little paw. And is it going to be you? Well, if your name is... I think it's Stephen, but it could be Steplin. I mean, really, don't they teach these kids to write anymore?
No, where they're going to school nowadays, Dave.
I think it's Stephen, but it could be Steplin or heaven knows. We've got your telephone number, though. Luckily, it's a cell phone number. So you, Stephen Steplin, whatever your name might be, no surname. You see, it drives me mental. I'd like to know formality, name and surname.
Everything on it, Dave. Yes. The address as well.
Yes,
just
everything.
In case we need to go take the bag back.
Tell me your name is Stephen. I want to know who you are. But anyway, congratulations. You've won a marvelous prize.
and of a golf bag.
Yeah, and if you don't play golf, never fear. There'll be something inside that bag that'll make, it'll warm the cockles of your heart, as Eamon might say in the old country.
That's it, David.
Let's get on to the new competition. What's happening?
The new competition, David, is, this is a brilliant competition for anybody that's in the market looking to add to their house, into their living room or their dining room or to their bar. We've got a beautiful liquor cabinet up for grabs, valued at 30,000 Rand.
Is that just a piece of furniture, or is there contents that make it up that value?
No, there's no contents in it, unfortunately.
So it's just a liquor cabinet.
It's a unique cabinet.
What's
it's
it made out of?
You'd think it was made of gold at some stage, but I don't think so. It's just it's nice wood. I don't know if veneer wood. I think it is. So to enter this competition, Dave, all you have to do is buy any bottle of Inverosh gin, and write your name, phone number on the back of the till slip, and as per normal, place it in the entry box behind the tills. Now, this competition has started already. It started on Monday of this week, and it will finish on the 10th of December.
Okay, so you've got to be in it to win it. It's a great opportunity for you to pick up a liquor cabinet that's worth a lot of money. No doubt a very, very prestigious piece. It'll add to your style of living.
It's custom made, I believe.
Oh, yeah, must be. That price has got to be super. So there it is. And by the way, please write your name properly. Proper name. Full name. You know, there it is. And maybe, you know,
have a couple of glasses of Hartenberg Chardonnay.
There it is. So once again, it's been fun, Eamon. Thanks so much. If you'd like to catch up with Eamon a little later, folks, it is the first Thursday, and he's heading now to the studios, where all systems go for this evening's first Thursday get together. You're most welcome, and you'll be treated royally to some delicious wine and great company as well. It's a wonderful opportunity to find out more about what makes life a Bolito way so special. Eamon, we'll catch up in a week's time.
Perfect, Dave. Thanks again, Dave. And have a great weekend.
Thank you to you, and thanks to those that manufacture the wine of the week, the Hartenberg Chardonnay 2021. You're on the afternoon show. Future.